Yep, you need the blues. Get your picks right here.
Think I'm better. tonight, starting the show, that's a band called The Red Devils.
Yeah, thank you.
Recorded, as you can hear, there live from an album just been released called The Return of the Red Devils. And a track called Devil Woman. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues, coming to you not from the usual studio back in London, but actually from the banks of the Citina River in the town of Tweel, where they're having their first ever blues festival. Lots of information about that to come, but in the meantime, let's put a taster of things and bring in the head of the tourism here in Tweel. That's Adriana. I keep hearing it Tweel and Tweel. Which is it? Is Adriana?
Yeah, it's actually Triglia.
Triglia.
Triglia. But how it's a little bit hard to pronounce L like a letter. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have Tweel Blues Festival.
I'm with Adriana Mikovic, who's the head of tourism for the town and the area too, I guess.
Yeah, I'm director of the Tourist Board of Tweel.
And this is quite a big occasion for you, I guess.
Absolutely, a big occasion for us. And we hope that it's the first time, and I hope that it is not the last time.
I am so envious. The town is quite small. What, 2,000 or 3,000 people in the town? And
in
nine...
the town, yeah, about 2,000 or 3,000 people.
And you're putting on an international festival bringing people from all over the world.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Now, obviously, you've had help from the town itself and the tourist board.
Yeah, even region, tourist board of region of Split, the town. We have also so many people that did financially, they did help with the organization of this Tweel Blues Festival.
And how many people are you expecting in the field beside the river here today?
It's a little bit hard to say, but we think about 2,500 people. We think that they will be tonight, that they will be here.
And it's not just music, because I'm going to go in a second for the blues in schools, which we'll talk about to Boris later on. But also you have a gourmet afternoon as well. Is that
absolutely. Right? This afternoon we have also degustation of the gastronomy of Triglia. Mm-hmm. We are really... Triglia is new, like for the frogs. Mm-hmm. Gastronomy of Triglia, they famous for the frogs. And only today, for this occasion, we have also frogs to go, like innovation in the gastronomy of frogs.
Adriana, thank you so much for giving us a flavour in so many ways of what's going to be happening here in Tweel later on today. Let's now bring in the headlining act tonight, who I'm going to be seeing on stage about 11 o'clock, Eric Sardinus and Big Motor.
After night, when the sun goes down, I'm living in the light. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Ow! Giving up in town, living town to town. You're the only one that spins me round. Oh yeah, oh. Every time you throw me, I come back for more. Like a boomerang spinning around this killing floor. Just can't live like this no more. Come on. You got me flying around you like a circle round the sun. That's why it's finally time to make a set and done. Oh yeah. Oh, you got me coming, got me going, got me coming, got me going, got me coming and going and coming and going. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like a boomerang spinning around this killing floor. I just can't live like this no more. Look out! We'll be right back.
Now, there's a guy I'm looking forward to watching live on stage in about 4 or 5 hours' time. Eric Sardinas, together with the band Big Motor. Title track of the album, which came out, I guess, some 3 years ago now?
Yeah, absolutely. Outside of recording the new stuff, we're it's been a long tour. Let's put it that way.
Because you aren't the most prolific of guys in terms of releases. What, 2011 and then 2014? It's about every 3 years, roughly, is it?
I suppose that might be the pattern, but it's not intentional.
Is there a plan there for later on this year?
And I can release a record every 5 months, you know. But the reality is the way that we hit the road and we travel and the way we tour, it always tends to hinder getting back into the studio.
You mentioned touring. You've done pretty extensive tour of Europe, many thousands of miles along the way in the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
Yeah, you could say we've gone around the dark side of the moon.
Is it something you enjoy still, after all these years?
Absolutely. I mean, there's certain things that people enjoy forever, and I guess my thing is I'm still a little kid. I look at getting on the stage and being able to have what music gave and gives to me on stage, and to give back the favor, you know. It's a magical turnaround. I like to think of it as like a little full circle kind of thing.
When you're touring in Europe, and you came from Sweden, you're in Croatia now for a couple of dates, then you're down to Italy and finishing off in Sardinia before heading back to the States. Do you have to have a kind of mental mind click for a new country each time you get into it?
You know, the way that we travel, I'd like to think that the one thing that I have is the complete appreciation for a large bar of soap. But, you know, hotels, motels, no-tels, yeah, all that stuff. But I mean, but jokes aside, you know, it's a life choice. So it's been beautiful to me. Mm. You know, that's what music has given to me. So, yeah, I got no regrets.
There was, to me, a kind of noticeable musical shift in between the old 2011 album and then Boomerang. Am I right in thinking that you were sort of developing and changing over that three-year period?
Well, you know, I like to think about each one of these records that I record as, like, stepping stones, so to speak, you know. It's like... I'm not the same person as I was the time before, and I like to push myself musically, you know, forward. And those challenges always change the temperature, and I challenge myself lyrically and emotionally. It always falls in a different way, but it's something that I feel is a forward movement in my music.
I detected a kind of change in your playing style as well, though, in those 3 years, wasn't it?
Well, my roots are blues, man. It's that simple. You know, I'm not changing the world here by by playing blues and playing blues my way. But the thing about blues is that if you don't have something to say and it's not your voice and it's not real and it's not honest, it shows. You have to find yourself. You have to know who you are, and you have to believe in yourself. And to find your thumbprint in what blues is for yourself is one thing, but to move it beyond and use those inspirations, Chicago blues, Texas blues, you know, Delta blues, Chicago, all that stuff. And when it all breaks down, really, what I love the most is that what I feel is finally the ability to play blues and rock the way that I play. I'm inspired by all the things I spoke about, but at the same time, I also I now am not scared of shaking the tree a little bit
and seeing what comes out.
Yeah, and the peaches fall. Yeah, you know. But I mean, with that being said, honestly, it's just it's It's the roots of music, and it's nice to be in the middle of it.
Eric, it's been a joy to meet you. I'm looking forward to seeing you live on stage for the first time in my life tonight. Thank you for your time on The Raven and the Blues.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm just a bad boy. Just rolled in your town. I'm just a bad boy. Just rolled in your town. Yes, I did. Gonna find my little girl. Ain't gonna stand no pushing around. Boy, got trouble on my mind. Yes, I do. I'm just a bad boy. Lord knows I got trouble on my mind. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for that little girl now. Oh, she's so we
Bad Boy Blues, and he is a bad boy. Eric Sardinas, together with the band Big Motor, a track from the album Boomerang and Bad Boy Blues. The difference between Eric and I, he was sitting, amazing dreadlocks, cowboy hats, skin-tight jeans, leather, sort of knee-high boots almost, and I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. The difference between the two was, it's the Raven and the Blues coming to you from the banks of the Cetina and the town of Trill in Croatia, and blues in schools.
There must be 100 young children, aged between, I would think, 5 or 6 up to about the early teens. And Boris, one of the members of the Sunnysiders blues band and organizer of the festival, who we'll meet later in the program, he is busy giving a demonstration of the history of the blues. This is something which we've been talking about back in the UK for a long time, but I'm watching it in practice here in this small town in Croatia.
Jonas, we need two together. Edu.
A 100 young kids sitting transfixed, watching Boris doing That's All Right. And he's going to lead them in, eventually, to Sweet Home Chicago. How wonderful is that, age 10 years old?
To my sweet home, Chicago. Now you know 1 and 1 is 2, and 2 and 2 is 4. I'm heavy loaded, little girl. I'm booked, I've got to go. Oh, oh. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. Now you know 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 and 2 is 6. Keep on messing around, friend boy, you're gonna get yourself all in a trick. Oh, oh. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. You know 6 and 2 is 8, and 8 and 2 is 10. A woman mistreats you one time, she's sure gonna do it again. Oh, baby, don't you wanna go back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. Now you know California, somebody gonna tell me that you'll need my help one day. Oh, oh, baby, don't you wanna go back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
Lovely stuff. The album recorded or released some 17 years ago now. Rambling on My Mind, Robert Lockwood Jr. and his take of the old Sweet Home Chicago, of course. On the Raven and the Blues next, nothing to do with Trill, but something which came this week from courtesy of a friend in the business who said, you might find you like this, and if you like it, it's an exclusive, which is rather sweet. It's somebody called Rufus Black, brand new to me, and I haven't been able to do any research about him because the broadband here is a bit slow. His name is Rufus Black, as I say, and here is a track, I think, of a forthcoming album, but I liked it a lot. It's called Can't Feel My Face.
there for me. Yeah, I know. At least we've both been numb. She'll always, always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. This I know. Yeah, she told me, don't worry about it. Yeah, she told me, don't worry no more, no more. We both know, can't go on without it, can't go on. We'll never be alone.
Fabulous. That's a guy called Rufus Black.
I think they don't do the last chord on that.
And he still hasn't finished. That's a track from, I think, a forthcoming album.
Yeah.
And that's called Can't Feel My Face. Definitely. I know nothing more about it apart from the fact that it came to me this week and I think it's rather fabulous. Now, there's going to be a bit of juxtaposition here that I've been trying to sort of alter things around a bit, but we now have him at last. So bear with me. The person who initially contacted the European Blues Union and said, we're having a festival in the town of Trill and we'd like somebody from the European Blues Union board to come and visit along and see how it goes. And I put my name forward and luckily I was the one who was accepted to come down. We are here. The sun is shining. Is everything organised? Everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. But, you know, every second someone called me, oh, help me, help me. Oh, run. So I'm jumping around from point to point. But I'm here with you, sitting, enjoying the view and listen to your music.
It's a fabulous town you have here. Such a small town as well. To organise a festival like this can't be easy.
Yeah, it is small town, but I learned that the lot of good festivals came from small cities, you know.
Yeah.
Because the whole city lived for that festival, but now in Croatia, all Croatia lived for the Thrill Blues Festival, because it was in all way news spread around Croatia, and everybody knows that there is a blues in Thriller. Thrill.
But the blues in Thrill is all down to you, really, in a way, isn't it, Boris?
My grandmother is from Thrill, and I've been in Thrill a dozen times just passing through because it is a point...
Oh, this is not your hometown?
No. Okay. I came from Split.
Yeah?
I'm from Split. I now live in Zagreb, but I'm from Split. But my grandmother is from Thrill, and my grandfather died in New York. A banana fell on his head, and he died in New York from Thrill. So there is connection with Thrill and America and blues.
Okay.
That's my connection.
But you're a big blues man. You've been to the Blues Challenge in the States.
I'm living blues 24 hours a day, you know. My band Sunny Siders was the first Croatian band in the semi-finals of International Blues Challenge. Yeah. I've been five time in Memphis. After that, I was bringing a Croatian band to Memphis every year, and I'm so proud that I managed to three times bring a youth band in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And every time we are the only European country who brought young band kids in America.
And that's, to me, the joy I saw this morning. You had about 100 young children mesmerized going through the history of the blues, playing the harmonica, doing Sweet Home Chicago we've just played a second ago. Yes, it was important, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is important because the main task is always keeping the blues alive and spread that blues all through the world. And I said to myself, because I'm blues lover from when I was 15, there is a note on my wall like blood, nothing but the blues, you know. And I said to that is the music of my life. And I said, you must work for blues. I'm blues worker, and Thrill is my main job today, these days.
You've got a lot on your plate, I know. There's sound checks to do all afternoon, there's tastings, all kinds of things. But the Sunny Siders, the band as well, that's important. Your album is new, it's so brand new, it only came yesterday.
Yeah, just came yesterday from Factory. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is our third album, and we are so proud of them. So I didn't even find the time to listen to it.
You're about to hear the first track on it in a second. But a lovely dedication as well to somebody you saw when you were doing a gig somewhere a long way away.
Tell us the story.
That is
the story, because then I was playing with one of the famous Croatian pop stars, and we've been playing in the Slavonia, south part of Croatia, and there was a guy who came all the way from Zadar by train to Ilok is the name of the city, to watch that band. And after the show, he was without money, and he started to walk. After the show, he walked 30 miles, I suppose, because we find him next day around the noon.
Yeah.
Area was so burned, sun was so strong, and he was standing below the only tree around because sun was so hot. And we passed by when, and we saw the man standing. Hey, there is a click, because click is fun thing who always follow them around. Yeah. And we pick him up, but before that I made a photo.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, this photo must be on the album, because this is that what we're fighting for. We have to help to appreciations for that fans who is ready to walk 30, 45 miles away.
Just for the love of the music.
Just the love of the music, yes.
That's so important.
Sorry for my English, I'm you know.
No. So, we're about to hear the first track on the album, which is going to be released. Is it when?
The first ones are here in Thrill, and after that I'll think about it. First time I must finish the festival.
So, an exclusive on radio, at least, anyway. It's a track called Click Play.
Click Play, yes. Let's Click Play.
Time for reggae, excuse me, Mr. Bob. It isn't time for folk music, excuse me, Mr. Bob. It isn't time for country, excuse me, Mr. Willie. It isn't time for samba, we will look a little silly. It isn't time for funky. Excuse me, Mr. Brown. It isn't time for rock and roll. Chuck Berry, please sit down. It's time for something special. Believe me when I say, just follow my instruction. Point your finger this way and click play.
Click play.
Just click play. Click play.
Click play.
Come on, click play.
Click play.
Let the boogie.
Let the boogie
fly away. Come on.
I was going to say that's Boris Hepburn, but I pronounced his name correctly, but he's gone because he's got so much to do. One of the members of the band, the Sunnysiders, that is a track from their brand new album, and it's a track called Click Play. Make a radio debut as well, because it literally just off his MP3, off a sealed CD, which they just only received yesterday. The Raven of the Blues coming to you from a festival in Trill. Next week comes from Upton. Upton Blues Festival, up on the 7. It'll be by another river, but also very, very different. I think we've got all the guests now. I tried to kind of plan everything, and sort of the idea was that Eric Sardinas would come towards the end and it would all lead up. But of course, like so many things, trying to do it live, it's virtually impossible. Here's an album which I got hold of before I left the UK, and I'm not quite sure whether it's brand new or whether it's a reissue. And again, I haven't had a chance with the broadband speeds to go online and check, but I love it to bits. It's from Madison Slim. It's called Close But No Cigar, and here's a track called Florida Blues. Thank you.
I mean, isn't that lovely? Truly lovely. The album is Close But No Cigar. It's new, and I think it's his first album on his own, under his own name, I think. And that's a track called Florida Blues. If you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy the whole album. It is the Raven and the Blues, sitting in the sun here in Croatia. And as I say, next weekend will be Upton Blues Festival. I'm hoping to be there sort of from the Thursday night all the way through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I know that Jason Elliott's already got a programme, and so he knows what's coming on different days, but I don't yet. But I'm hopefully staying for the whole festival at least. And if you're going to Upton, come along and say hello. Festivals like this, especially for a town doing it for the very first time, it's such a brave challenge, but it does seem that everything seems to be working quite well. Sound checks will be starting in any minute now, and then, of course, the afternoon is given over to the tasting of frog's legs and the drinking of pivo, which is not Czechoslovakian, Croatian beer and the like. Here's another album which came to me over the course of the last 7 days. And again, with travelling, I haven't been able to listen to it as much as I would like to have done. It comes from the Jake Legg Jug Band. difficult to say. The album is called Break a Leg, and here is a track from that called My Handyman.
Whoever said a good man was hard to find? Positively, absolutely, sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. He's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man. threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man is such a handyman. Don't care if you believe it or not, he sure is good to have around. Why? When my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see the new saw that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the ponies in my stable. My man is such a handyman. Oh, he's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from it. He's such a handyman. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. Oh, my eyes don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that little fresh piece every day. Lord, that man sure is such a handyman.
Euphemism is alive and well, and was back in the days when that was written. My Handyman, performed there by the Jake Legg Jug Band. You'll find links to them on the Raven and the Blues page, which is at www.raven.dj. And the album is called Break a Leg. Here's another new album. It's called Right Place, Right Time, Shades of Dr. John. And it comes from Monster Mike Welsh and a track called Goodbye Baby.
I could
The album just been released, called Right Place, Right Time, Monster Mike Welsh and Goodbye Baby. I should have closed with that, shouldn't I, really, if I'd planned things properly. It's kind of an arrogance in a way. It's actually not just arrogance. The fact that I actually am able, with a laptop, to be able to do the radio show wherever I choose has meant that, therefore, every Friday I've been done the radio show from wherever I happen to be in the world. But the other reason is that if I go out and do interviews, I tend to, therefore, and this happens, used to happen a lot back in the day, I would get the interviews and then I would sort of come back and then never get them in the show. And so I've got lots of interviews which I never actually broadcast. Whereas if I'm actually doing the show live from the event, the interview is bound to go on. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show this week. It'll be a little bit different. Next week we'll be looking ahead to the Blues Festival at Upton, which I'll be at from Thursday right through until Sunday. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. The sun is so hot on me because it's just peeped over the umbrella. I can't see the screen now. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time, and I hope to be speaking to you in a week's time. Let's close with a track from Slinky and Petit Loup with their new album called Zone Bleu. Have I given you the website? Yeah, I think ravenblues.co.uk is the website anyway. And links to all the artists we played this week and lots of other information too. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, on the banks of the Cetina River in Croatia. Bye-bye.
They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Went to a party with the Bobby Sucks. At the party, my brother got a shot. They did
had a race. blue lights way down.